Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Dr. J.C. Murray is a faculty member at the African Institute of Financial Markets and Risk Management at the University of Cape Town and a co-author of the recent study, Drivers of the Underwriting Cycle, Abnormal Return on Property Liability Insurance Stock and Insurer Capacity. In this groundbreaking work, Dr. Murray and his colleagues explore how insurer capacity and stock market performance influence the underwriting cycle, a critical dynamic in the property liability insurance sector. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and it's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Murray at this time. Dr. Murray, welcome. It's so great to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Lori. Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Murray, let's start with the basics. What inspired you and your co-authors to explore the relationship between insurer capacity, abnormal stock returns, and the underwriting cycle?
Yes, that's a good question. So the underwriting cycle provides a natural experiment for studying the flow of capital into and out of the insurance industry and the effect thereof on the price of insurance. Now, as researchers, that's a rich area of study for us. And my two co-authors, Mark Brown at St. John's University and Rob Hoyt at the University of Georgia, have previously done work to link stock returns, insurance stock returns, and the underwriting cycle. And we extend that work by viewing the abnormal return on insurance stock as a signal of where and when would be best for insurers to allocate their capital.
For those less familiar with the underwriting cycle, can you briefly explain what it is and why it remains a critical issue in the property liability insurance sector?
Yes, sure. So the underwriting cycle is the observed pattern in premium levels and profitability of the property liability insurance industry. And the cycle is characterized by two phases called the hard market and the soft market. Now, in a hard market, capital is constrained, especially for writing new business. And so what you tend to find is that insurers tighten up their underwriting strategies, the underwriting strictness, raise premiums perhaps a little bit, and to the point where they start making profits. And then you start entering a soft market where there's relatively high profits. Firms start competing for that, so competition grows in the industry. And in order to gain market share, the insurers start loosening their underwriting strictness again, perhaps maybe dropping premiums a little bit, and that continues to the point where losses start accumulating and eating into insurance capital. And then you're at constrained capital again, and the cycle resets and starts over. Now, maybe just to point out that fluctuating levels of insurance prices is important to all stakeholders in the industry, right? Policyholders want reliable cover for the best price. Insurance firms want to maximize profitability and limit the probability of insolvency. The regulator is very interested in all of this, that want to make sure that there's no systemic risk posed by the cycle and want to know if they need to intervene. And meanwhile, at the back, the researchers are studying all of the above.
Your research introduces abnormal stock returns as a potential predictor. How do you define and measure abnormal return in this context? And what role does insurer capacity play in your model?
Yes, that's a great question. You can't have abnormal returns if you haven't first defined what normal or expected returns are. And so you need to model or form an expectation of what the returns will be. And the difference between the observed outcome and what you expected is what is termed the abnormal return. Now, unfortunately, financial stock and insurance stock in particular are quite difficult to model and predict. The way that we get around that is we use eight different asset pricing models to fit the stock price, and we show that our results are robust to the choice of model. So we start off basically with the classic capital asset pricing model, or CAPM as it's known, and we build up to more sophisticated factor models in the style of Farmer French, all the way up to a six-factor model that includes factors for firm specifics such as size and value and profitability, all the way to momentum in the price. We also point out that it is quite crucial to ascertain or to keep track of the relative levels of underwriting and investment returns from the industry.
Dr. Murray, how did you approximate insurer capacity in your analysis? And what did the results reveal about the timing or predictability of underwriting cycles based on these financial indicators?
Yes, so we use the abnormal returns that I referred to proxy an unanticipated flow of capital to the insurance industry, and in turn argue that such excess capital is indicative of the possible supply of insurance. We point out that it is important to ascertain where in the cycle an insurer might find themselves, rather than trying to predict where the cycle is heading. But we also study the other influences on the cycle, specifically external events such as catastrophic losses, insolvencies that lead to exits from the markets and a change in the competitive level in the market. And then we also show quite a close correlation between the investment returns available to insurers on the typical portfolios that they would hold and their underwriting profits.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So, Dr. Murray, were there any findings that surprised you or challenged traditional assumptions about how the underwriting cycle behaves?
Yes, I think we were quite pleasantly surprised by the robustness of our results. So we study a 50-year period, which is quite long for this type of study, and that includes quite differing market conditions, right? So in the early 1980s, we had U.S. interest rates 20%, and post global financial crisis, we had a decade or so of near zero interest rates. And so I think it's quite noteworthy that the results hold up across these differing market conditions. And also maybe to point out that during our 50-year period, there's 23 consecutive years of underwriting losses for the industry, right? So that just highlights how important the investment returns are, because those are needed to boost return when underwriting results are unfavorable.
How might insurance executives, underwriters, or risk officers apply your research findings to inform strategic decisions or manage capital more effectively?
Yes, certainly. So I think it's important to be able to place yourself in the cycle to realize where the cycle is heading and where you as a firm are. And because it relates to the price of insurance, it is important for pricing and growth strategies, for risk management, for capital allocation, and certainly also for performance benchmarking. And as I've said, there it is important to keep an eye on the relative levels of investment and underwriting returns. Typically, you would find that investment returns exceed underwriting returns. That's the normal state of affairs. And when underwriting returns are suppressed, maybe counter to what one would intuitively expect, we show that underwriting returns can be boosted or improved by writing more insurance rather than less, which might be the traditional view.
And Dr. Murray, looking ahead, do you believe these insights and academic research more broadly can help bridge the gap between theory and practice in day-to-day insurance operations? And might similar dynamics apply in lines beyond property liability?
Yeah, certainly. We certainly hope to bridge the gap between theory and practice and to do research with real world application, right? I think that's why an institution such as AM Best that provides detailed and quality data is so important for the researchers that study insurance dynamics. In our study, we aggregate the across the property and liability lines and study the underwriting cycle in that context, aggregated. But that doesn't mean that there can't be a separate cycle for each of the different lines of business when studied in isolation. And we believe that a rich area for further research and perhaps the key to understanding the underwriting cycle better is to view the different lines and to understand that capital is fungible, it can be allocated across the different lines, and even within a single insurance firm, it can be moved between the lines in which that insurer operates. So we believe, yeah, that's something important to study going ahead.
Dr. Murray, this has been so interesting, so informative. It's been a pleasure, and I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much, Laurie. I appreciate it.
That was Dr. J.C. Murray, a faculty member at the African Institute of Financial Markets and Risk Management at the University of Cape Town, and a co-author of the recent study, Drivers of the Underwriting Cycle, Abnormal Return on Property Liability Insurance Stock and Insurer Capacity. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.